Hello, hello, and happy Wednesday. You're listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. Again, as those of you who have heard me in the past, I come on once a month and I like to talk to people who pursue passion and purpose. And usually they come upon their purpose through some sort of state of adversity or something that might have just been pivotal in their journey. I always like to talk to people who study alternative health and healing modalities and complement the Western paradigm that we already have. But I, as most of you know, have MS, multiple sclerosis. I've had on the body about 20 years, and this show has morphed from Your Health is Your Wealth to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. And again, just talking to people who sort of are empowered in their own health and healing journey. So with that, I get to discuss today a couple of really interesting topics that are fun for me. With Amanda Bailey, and she's actually an amazing Pilates instructor over at Sandpoint Hot. Another shout out to Sandpoint Hot. I just think it's just great, any of these yoga studios in town who commit to holding that sacred space for people to do their workouts is just incredible. But so I met her there, but she found out that she does a lot of sound healing. She's a serial entrepreneur, but also she does microblading, and I think sometimes microblading is something that we maybe don't know enough about that could be very useful, especially for the aging beauty, such as myself. I'm 58, and we're going on it, and things are changing. So, Amanda, with that long introduction, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's been a journey for you to get to this little North Idaho pocket. Why don't you tell us a tiny bit about yourself?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so we could spend the whole hour on just our tattoos alone, but we'll get into that in the next segment.
All right, I'll try to keep it short and sweet. Born and raised in Ontario, Canada, small little town. And when I was 13 and my brother was 15, my mom was a nurse and decided to move us to North Carolina to take a nursing job. And so she moved us there, and I went to high school and college, a little bit of college there. And I met my boy's dad right after high school, very young, 19. And we decided to start a family young. So we had two boys and decided Jacksonville, North Carolina, where he was managing tattoo shops. He was a local artist. That wasn't quite what we wanted or where we wanted to raise our boys. So then we ended up in East Tennessee, just outside of Johnson City. And right after we got there in 2015, it was more of my ex-husband's dream of opening his own tattoo shop. And of course, I wanted to support that. So in the course of 8 years, we ended up opening two tattoo shops. I had a cosmetic company, and we had a little private gym in our town, and our boys had a little clothing company called Feral Kids Co. So we were just kind of...
Oh my goodness, you had all kinds of things going on.
All the things. And then kind of through the course of the 16 years with my ex-husband, things were changing, and we decided maybe to our best friends that lived with us during COVID in 2020 on our property ended up here in North Idaho. And so
Tennessee and came here.
They did.
It's funny, either you leave Tennessee and come here, or you leave North Idaho and go to Tennessee.
Exactly.
It's so interesting.
It is.
That's really.
Yeah. The areas are very similar to me. So after we visited the first time in 2021, I kind of fell in love with the area. I was like, oh, there's less people, there's more animals, there's more open space. So it just really, the nature part of it.
Oh, here.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Everything about it, we just fell in love. So we visited 5 times in 2 years. And in the midst of mine and my ex-husband's divorce, I decided I wanted to relocate out here to start over. So we sold our tattoo shops. We just got done building an off-grid cabin on 100 acres. We left that, our businesses, all of our family and friends, and moved out here in 2023 and never looked back.
And you've been out here working in Sandpoint now for, I guess, 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And doing the sound healing as one of your primary businesses.
Yeah.
That is the main thing, as well as the microblading.
Yeah. And I found the microblading when we were running our tattoo shops. I wanted something for myself. I knew I didn't want to be a tattoo artist and kind of infringe on my ex-husband and what he did. And so I ended up finding microblading. I went and had it done. And I was like, oh my gosh, it was that epiphany moment that I could offer it in my tattoo shop. So I went and took a certification in Atlanta, Georgia, I believe in 2016, and started building my clientele from there. So I was able to kind of move that business here. And then,
and for those of people who don't know what microblading is, maybe just give us a quick little synopsis.
Yeah, absolutely. Microblading is a semi-permanent cosmetic tattoo of the eyebrow to simulate a natural hair, eyebrow hair. So it's made to look very elegant and natural. And
is it kind like of, a stroke then?
It is a stroke, okay. Yeah. It's the blades that I use are 18 tiny little needles that make up a U-shaped blade to kind of give you that nice little curve to make it look like an eyebrow hair. So I liked that procedure the best out of all of them just because it is light and natural. I like to have that makeup look without people being able to tell that
Absolutely.
You've filled in your brows. And if you choose not to keep them up over time, they will eventually fade back to your natural eyebrow.
Oh, well, that is fantastic. But so who knew this was a sidebar. I just found her to be so interesting with the sound healing, which we'll get into. We'll take a short break. And when we come back, we will touch base and definitely circle back to the microblading. Because as I mentioned, as you age, you tend to lose little, I've got a couple bald spots. I mean, I've still got some brows going on, but little bald spots, but it sounds like you can even help with those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing I know is, as people age, they lose the eyebrows. So that's another area that we can touch base on. So again, you're talking with Lindy Lewis and listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy on North Idaho Radio. We'll be right back.
Every month at Winter Ridge, we have at least 100 items on sale. The majority are up to 40% off. Check the bright gold tags to see the savings. Produce has some amazing pears in right now. Try our wide range of greens. Red Gems, Frise, Pink Radicchio, Escarole, and Watercress are just a few. Cheese Island is getting more diverse every week. If you're a cheddar fan, try the Wookie Hole Cave Aged Cheddar from Somerset, England. You will not be disappointed. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They stock InstaChange and carry the reliable Deca line of batteries. Stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC-certified master mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road all winter long. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Fridays until 6. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Add warmth and ambience to your home, or update your drafty old fireplace with a new efficient wood, pellet, or gas heater from the Stove Corral. Your local dealer of Lopi, Fireplace Extraordinaire, and DaVinci. Upgrade your old wood burner now. On McNerney Road, off Kootenai Cutoff in Ponderay. Take comfort in knowing they install and service what they sell. You are the heart of your home. Let them keep you warm. The Stove Corral.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Offering any local business pre-ordered lunches. Place by 5 p.m. the day before and pick up the next day between 11:15 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday through Friday. 10% off orders of 8 or more. Place your order, pick up the next day, all prepared and ready to go.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Summer is on its way. Think sunshine and adventure. Stop at Wheels and Waves in Sagal, Idaho on Highway 95 in Algoma Place. We have a huge selection of quality used cars, trucks, motorcycles, and boats. Roadway or waterways, find your fun at wheelsandwaves.com.
Get ready for some winter fun for a great cause. Join iCards for the annual Keg Pull, benefiting Better Together Animal Alliance at Sandpoint's Winter Carnival. It's happening February 22nd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Cheer on the teams, enjoy the festivities, and support local animals in need. Don't have a dog yet? There's still time to adopt. Learn more and find your perfect match at bettertogetheranimalalliance.org. Winter fun is better together.
News Talk 97.1.
All right, we are back on this absolutely stunning day. I hope if you do have a moment or have a long phone call at work, you could just take it outside, take a walk. It is gorgeous. It's 48 degrees. It is like April weather here. It's insane. So back to your point about finding North Idaho. All of us, I was born and raised here, and those of us who have lived here our whole lives have just or it's we knew it was just a matter of time before we were discovered, because it's just a magic little pocket in the world. So before our break, we were talking to Amanda about her two careers, and we were talking about microblading. So before we get into the sound healing, we'll do that in a bit. I want to just circle back to the microblading, because it is truly something, you know, I think with Valentine's Day coming up, you know, if you have an elder in your family, your mom or you know, someone in your family, I mean, this might be a really nice gift to offer them, because when people are in the hospital or they're not feeling well as they age, they lose the like dimension of their face. And eyebrows are one of those aspects that are so important. Would you agree?
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of my clients that come to me are typically older women that as we age and our hormones change, we lose hair where we would like it. And so a lot of times it's women that are like, oh, you know, I'd love that like kind of lifted look again. So
I think that, yeah. And honestly, and not just aging. Again, I'm 58 and I'm getting little bald patches coming in, and I'm losing my tails, you know? And I think, so it sounds like you can even help with that.
Absolutely.
And if people have, because sometimes you'll see people who have like either blue or sort of a red. Can you explain what's going on there?
Yeah. So with permanent makeup or pigments, and even semi-permanent pigments, there's always a base color. So typically the two base colors that I use are either a blue or a red. So as we age and that pigment is implanted in the skin, the last color that our body absorbs is that color that's left, which is always that base color. So sometimes you'll see with permanent cosmetics, women that have had their eyebrows tattooed, over time, as it fades, that last color that's left, you'll see women with either blue or reddish color eyebrows. So that's kind of what's happening.
Is it easy to fix that, or what? Or can you fix it with the microblading?
Yeah. So I did a little research, and I've ordered things called color correctors, and it's kind of like people that tone hair. When they get their hair done, it's like a toner. So I add that color corrector in. So typically for a blue base, you will add in an orange color corrector. And for that reddish orange base color, you add in an olive color corrector. So I have clients that come to me that have had previous permanent makeup done, and they want, it's lightened enough that they want me to go back over it with microblading. And I'm like, hey, let's offset that under base, that undertone that you have left in your skin that you can still see a little bit. And I just go ahead and add in that color corrector with their new color that I use to give them microblading.
How often do you have to have it done?
So you have the initial procedure. Mm-hmm. I always say that's like the building blocks of the foundation. You come back at 8 weeks, and that really just kind of goes back over the color, shape, and thickness to get the true desired results that we're going for. And then after that, I tell my clients, you're good for a couple years.
Okay.
So 2 to 3 years. I have some clients that they hold the pigment so well, I can see them at 4 and 5 years.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's funny, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, if someone's driving in the car and I'm going on and on about microblading and eyebrows, but I do think as a woman, I don't know about men. Do you see men too?
I do see a few men.
Do you see men?
Not as many men as women, but
women,
yes.
Women, it's important. I mean, yes. And for me, I'm a very, you know, go girl. I don't take a lot of time. In fact, I've written the books on the recovering alpha female, and I'm not recovered. It is not the recovered alpha female. It is the recovering. So when I'm going, you know, it's always full tilt. But I don't like to take a lot of time. I feel like I'm pretty low maintenance. But the brows, you can really tell. I was noticing that they were kind of graying and getting a little fading. And I just started to have them tinted and laminated. That was my one addition I kind of added about a year ago. And that felt really good, because I do, you know, I love it if people want to take the time and do the magic, the fillers and those things, because it can look wonderful. But I just don't take the time, nor do I choose to spend the finances that way. But this is one that is very, it sounds very doable. And it would help kind of keep that shape and longevity of the eyebrow.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and for older people. So again, if you need a gift out there, if you're thinking of something for your woman, your lady in your life, might be a fun thing. Do you ever see young people? Or I'm just referring to like the, you know, 50 plus.
Yeah.
What would younger use it for?
Typically younger women, either if they've had a scar or they've lost a lot of times my younger women have waxed them or had a bad wax job. And yeah, I see a lot of the overplucking problem.
And they don't come back.
Yes. Okay. And it's very hard for eyebrows to grow back once they are removed. So I do see a lot of younger women, and a lot of younger women too, maybe just want that a little bit of a fuller look too.
Okay.
Or even say their eyebrows sit flatter and they want more of that arch. I can go in and just add and give them more of a pronounced arch at the top.
It just is a really fun little, you know, if you don't want to get flowers, this is a fun option for one of the ladies or girls in your life. It could be really fun. So thank you. I won't keep going on about microblading, but I will definitely be visiting you, and I will be a testimonial at some point when I when I find my way into your shop. Speaking of your shop, where is your shop?
I am in Ponderay, off of Triangle Drive. So 642 North Triangle Drive. I'm kind of, it was the old pet store. So there is a pet grooming place at the back, and I'm behind the coin shop. And yeah, so I've got a little place tucked back there behind the coin shop.
What's the easiest way for people to find you?
Probably just either Google, looking me up on there.
Amanda Bailey?
Yeah, so Lucky Mountain Microblading.
Lucky Mountain Microblading.
And cool. I have a website, so they can peek at the website for more details and all my booking and prices. And
Lucky Mountain Microblading, is that Sandpoint based? Is that kind of a Sandpoint name? Did you hatch that out here?
I actually hatched it out in
Tennessee.
Okay. Yeah, so the Appalachian Mountains.
Oh.
Our second tattoo shop was called Lucky Mountain Tattoo, so I kind of wanted to be on brand with that. And I love mountains. I love mountains and water. So
this is such a great segue before we break. But so Amanda, none of you are able to see it, but I will post a picture with the recording of this video so you can, or this recording so you can get in touch with her. And we'll also address it at the end of the show, giving your phone number and so forth. But she has so many. I've seen her in our yoga classes, and she has just beautiful tattoos all over. Are these all tattoos that you're X has done? Have you done any of them? Or
no, it's a funny story. So I always joke
about your tattooing. It's quite remarkable.
Thank you. In the tattoo world, we always joke that you end up marrying, there's two types of artists that you marry. You marry one that only ever wants to tattoo you, so you're filled with tattoos from your spouse, or there's ones that never want to tattoo you. So the 16 years that I was with my spouse, he always encouraged me to collect from other artists. So I do have a few from him, but it really is an art collection of artists, not just in the US, all over the world. So
oh, wow. So they're not all from him. They're from everywhere.
When we homeschooled our boys, and we believed in a thing called world schooling. So we traveled to about 8 countries with them over the course of the 8 years that we owned our shops. And so we would get tattoos in those countries by the specific, like, other countries tattoo in all different ways, shape, and form based on their traditions and cultures. So we would partake and, of course, get tattoos in those countries by their traditional culture standards. Yeah.
Wow. Like, you are a brave girl. I'm even, you know, scared to get my eyebrows done. So I'm just, I don't like needles, but yeah. So that's interesting. So you did world schooling all around, the Asia? Or
yeah,
world?
We did Asia. We've done a lot of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. We've sailed to the Dominican, and we were supposed to end up in Puerto Rico. We've been to Costa Rica, and yeah, but Thailand was one of our favorites. And
Thailand seems to be everyone's favorite.
Fell in love with
so
it.
So often. Did you make it to Bali?
We did not make it to Bali, no. The goal is maybe in a few years, my youngest son's dream is to go to Japan. So I thought whenever we plan that trip, maybe to do 3 months just backpacking Asia when the boys are a little bit older.
When you did this world schooling, would you be the teacher, or was it like an online program and then you would just explore each town?
Yes.
How did that work?
The way we did it, I was kind of the teacher, and we would use traveling to places to educate based on seeing the real places in person. Wow. So it's like, oh, you can read about these in a book, but also let's go visit them. So we did a lot of travel across the U.S. and national parks and specific monuments in DC and Gettysburg and Pennsylvania. So we would really kind of go explore a lot of different places. And
It is. I mean, I'm one of those visual learners, and I'll tell you, to experience it in person is so much better than reading it in the history book.
So much better.
Yeah, I mean, the history that I remember learning in Sandpoint High School, but great teachers, but oh my gosh, so much different when you can actually experience it.
Yeah.
And drink it in, so to speak.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a visual and physical learner in that way. So I was like, you know, my boys might not be, but I feel like they recall information and remember things a little bit deeper when we're there in actual real time and seeing it and learning about it in that environment.
We're in just such a visual world now, too.
Yes.
You know, the state of the world is really promoting just the rapid growth, and it's all visual and audible. I mean, sitting and reading a book is almost a lost art.
Yes.
it's fun. It's harder, especially now with ChatGPT coming online. They can do all kinds of things.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what ages are your boys?
They just turned 13 and 16.
And are you still homeschooling?
We do still homeschool. Okay. So they're doing kind of an online program right now and seem to be really working through it at their own pace. My son just turned 16 and he's almost done with his high school diploma. So just kind of giving them that freedom to choose and work through at their own pace, which has been really nice. But we've also done co-ops in Tennessee and in this area.
Great homeschool co-op, doesn't it?
Amazing.
Yeah.
So we've tried a few in this area that my boys have really enjoyed. And so kind of making those connections in that way too, and being able to learn from other adults, I think, is imperative for them to not just learn from me, but from other adults.
Yeah, the diversity that's offered through that is so nice. Yeah. So I think when I was raising the kids, it wasn't really a kind of a thing yet, at least not yet in Sandpoint.
Yes.
So I was able to raise all three of mine here too.
I love it. Yeah. I love this area. I feel like there's so many options for alternative education outside of the public school in this area.
Well, and I think the public school is working so hard to integrate. I mean, that's the thing that I have found is homeschooling and public school, they're finding ways to sort of co-support.
I totally agree.
Really think that, because you're going to have both types, and it's, you know, one shoe does not fit all. So
absolutely.
And it is a parent's choice always.
Yeah.
So
if there's
ways to integrate and get the kids more interfaced is super. Yeah,
I love it.
Dr. Becky Meyer's done a really great job sort of expanding that in as our superintendent.
I love it.
Before we leave the topic of tattooing, tell us about this beautiful moth on your neck. She has this big green, quite large, about the size of almost a palm or a small hand on her neck.
Yeah. So
first of all, where'd you get it?
An artist that was actually at our tattoo shop during COVID, we had artists come up from Florida to work with us because Florida shops and regulations were shut down a lot longer than other states. Mm. So we opened up sooner, and these artists were still really struggling, not making money. So a good friend of mine now, Amy, came up from, she works at No Hard Feelings in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So she came up, and I always said I would never tattoo my hands or my neck. I'm like, never. I don't want people looking at me a certain way, even though I was already very heavily tattooed on the rest of my body. So she came to visit, and then the world kind of shut down for a little bit. And I just had this epiphany moment. And I was like, I don't care what people think about me. I don't care if it changes the way people view me. Like, I'm me and they bring me joy. And what beautiful way to encompass that part of my journey than to put a Luna moth on my throat chakra, which the Luna moth is a symbol for rebirth and transformation. And I feel like it was such a pivotal moment in my life during 2020 of not caring what people thought of me anymore than to slap a huge Luna moth on my throat. And so the Luna moth, if you all don't know, only lives for 7 to 10 days. So they go through this whole growth phase and the chrysalis phase to be born to only have 7 to 10 days to reproduce, to carry on. And so I just thought that was such a beautiful symbol for my life of, you know, for us humans to go through this beautiful phase. Yeah, this transformation. And it really was the symbol that inspired me.
And, you know, I mean, for me, you know, I remember, you know, I would have little tools around me all the time when I was going through transformation. I shouldn't say was, when I'm constantly going through transformation, but I'm kind of in an okay place for a moment, so I'm just going to enjoy this ride for a second. But no, you need those little moments, the little tools. And I mean, every day you wake up and you see this Luna moth, it's like, okay, you know, this too shall pass, or this yes. can, I can do this and then some, that kind of a thing. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you for sharing. It's a beautiful, beautiful picture. I'll make sure we capture that in our photo. We're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into her sound healing.
Hi, Jim here for the Pondere Winery with some exciting news. We have a very special wine of the month for February. I would categorize our 2022 Love as truly one of the top wines we've vented over our 30-year history. If you're looking for great wines and fabulous cuisine in an inviting atmosphere, come see us at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. We're open noon till 8, Tuesday through Saturday, with live music throughout the month. Visit our website at powine.com for a list of our menus and entertainment. The Pondere Winery, a Sandpoint institution for the past 30 years.
One of the best things about winter in North Idaho is bird watching. Get a close-up view of our local feathered friends when you provide them with birdseed and suet from the co-op. Choose a brightly colored feeder, fill it with seed, and hang it near sliding doors or windows. Chickadees, nuthatches, sparrows, and house finches, among others, will appear at your bird feeders over time. In the spring, add hummingbird feeders to the lineup for year-round enjoyment. The co-op stocks a wide variety of bird seed, nut and berry foods, nutrient-dense suet and suet feeders, as well as a great selection of beautiful feeder options. They can hang just about anywhere and are easily filled and enjoyed. Make birdwatching your new favorite winter pastime with products from the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Pondere, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
Tired of winter? Explore the great outdoors indoors and get a jump on summer at the Spokane Great Outdoors Expo, February 21st and 22nd at the Spokane Convention Center. Discover new trails, outfitters, bikes, travel destinations, RVs, and overlanding gear.
All under one roof.
Enter hourly giveaways, watch live demos,
and bring the kids for marshmallow roasting,
reptiles, skateboard half-pipe shows, and indoor biking. The Spokane Great Outdoors Expo, February 21st and 22nd. 12 and under are free. Adults are just $12. Spokane Outdoors. DoorsExpo.com.
Every month at Winter Ridge, we have at least 100 items on sale. The majority are up to 40% off. Check the bright gold tags to see the savings. Produce has some amazing pears in right now. Try our wide range of greens. Red Gems, Frise, Pink Radicchio, Escarole, and Watercress are just a few. Cheese Island is getting more diverse every week. If you're a cheddar fan, try the Wookie Hole Cave Aged Cheddar from Somerset, England. You will not be disappointed. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
North Idaho's Radio News Talk 97.1.
All right, as I mentioned, I hope you're enjoying this gorgeous sunny day in North Idaho. It feels like spring. I'm having such a lovely visit today with Amanda Bailey, who is trained in microblading as well as sound healing. And just during our break, we were talking, now she's got this great jiu-jitsu background. And I feel like, okay, not only do I need microblading, but now I was like, it would be so fascinating to do some sort of, it is a martial art, isn't it,
jiu-jitsu? It is.
Okay, yeah. Yes. So that's been calling me too. So, but that's just another segue. There's just so many fun, like being a local Sandpoint, born and raised, you know, everybody's like, do you like having all the people coming in? And honestly, I've always said this. I think what I really love about Sandpoint is it brings interesting people, and it does offer more options, more opportunities. People have gone out in the world and bring that perspective in. And so I do feel like that has really been a beautiful benefit. And so I like to talk to some of Sandpoint's most interesting people. And as we continue to grow, as long as they respect this beautiful place, the earth and all of that. But that's just my own little personal opinion. So tell us about sound healing. What got you into sound healing? What even it is? I have to be honest before we get started. I have gone to sound healing baths and sound baths, and I even have some bowls, and I try so hard to be like, okay, this is it, but they are very difficult for me. So I will let you take it from there and tell us why that might be the case and what it even is.
Perfect. Yes. So sound healing kind of found me during my transition here to North Idaho in the midst of my divorce. And my best friend was like, hey, let's go to Sedona, Arizona and do a bunch of healing modalities. So I had tried a lot of other modalities. I had never tried sound healing. That was back in 2022. And so we found ourselves in Sedona, Arizona, and ended up doing sound healing. And I didn't know what to expect or what I was getting into. Right. It was so transformative, that one session that I did with her, that I went back the very next day to do another one.
We'll say that all the time.
And maybe not everybody has that extreme, profound experience the first time. That's just how it was for me. I do have a lot of clients that come to me that do have those, but maybe it takes a few times to get to that opening. I think I was just at that point, that pivotal point in my life, that I was so open to receiving anything that it had to offer that I was able to get that profound experience. And then in the midst of it, I had that aha moment that I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to offer this to people. And so that kind of got put on the back burner. I got home, you know, really struggling through the divorce and the transition. And ironically, I hadn't thought about it for a while, and a certification pops up on my phone. I hadn't even been talking about sound healing. And I was like,
isn't that remarkable?
Okay, maybe this is a sign. And so I clicked on it. I didn't sign up, but I was like, all right, you know, maybe this is something that I need to do. And so once again, this certification pops back up and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. So I took the certification. It took me a little bit to work through it. It was kind of self-paced, but she never really taught you how to play the bowls. Once again, I learned from experience.
So this was online.
It was online. And so I just ordered a set of bowls and I had them shipped here to Idaho. I hadn't even moved here yet. And I was like, I'm shipping them to Idaho. I'm going to keep them in Idaho. And so I came here to visit that summer and practiced on some of my best friends that I followed here to Homestead with. And so just kind of getting that hands-on experience, learning intuitively what it feels like for me to play these crystal bowls. And so that kind of sparked my journey of creating the Luna Alchemy Co.
Okay. I mean, for anyone interested, I mean, there are a lot of bowl choices out there. How did you even know what to buy?
I think I was drawn to the crystal bowls. There's also
like the white crystal or the color crystal?
Mine are colored crystal.
Mine are too.
So I have seven bowls make up the seven chakras or energy centers in the body. And I love from root to crown that I could see what color bowl I was playing. And so I like that to be able to see in my mind when a client comes to me and they want to work on something specific, I'm like, oh, this person feels they felt unsafe. They don't feel secure. They're anxious. I can focus on my root chakra, which is for grounding and stability. And, or, you know, whatever it is, I'm having trouble communicating with my partner. I cannot speak my truth. I'm going to focus on my throat chakra. So I loved having the colored ones to kind of be able to see. I was always knew from the very beginning that I loved the crystal bowls. There are Tibetan bowls, which the history of them goes back a little bit further to Tibet and Nepal and Asian cultures. And they are very beautiful and ancient, but I was very called to the crystal bowls by the way they make me feel and experiences from my clients, the way they make them feel too. So I do now have a set of Tibetan bowls that I'm kind of learning to play, but I still am very drawn to the crystal bowls. They speak to my soul a little bit more.
I think that's a great explanation because I too dabble in the bowls, mostly for me. And then when I do teach the yoga, I love to put the Tibetan bowls, which are kind of more of your metal traditional singing bowl. I will put those on the back and they have such a beautiful vibration.
Yes.
That you can just see it kind of reverberates through the spine if you're in child's pose or on the belly if you're laying in Tadasana or Shavasana. So, yeah.
It's that deep physical. And the way I explain the crystal bowls is more of an ethereal. It's like more
there
of
it is. Thank
an
you.
All over body. It's just different. Your body experiences the Tibetan versus the crystal bowls very different.
Yeah, one is definitely more of a tactile.
Yes.
Yeah, that yes. would be your Tibetan. But they are very, they are beautiful to just play with. And there is a bit of an art. So when you were taking this class online, did they teach you any of that?
She did teach a little bit, but it really was something that I had to kind of, it's something that you need to teach yourself to play. All of the bowls are played different based on their sizes. So using the mallet, some of them are easier to tap and spin mm-hmm. on the top of the bowl. Some of them you can just tap. Like my alchemy bowls cannot have the mallet spun to get them to sing or reverberate. But learning how to play bowls together using two different hands at two different speeds.
Not easy. Really is,
it's a skill that has kind of developed over time. And it was really just doing the sound sessions and teaching myself through practice.
It's totally like rubbing your belly and patting your head.
Exactly.
That is not easy. Okay. I've not been to one of your classes. So do you teach these somewhere local or just in your studio then?
I do offer them in my studio in Pendere. So right now I have community sessions that are open to the public. Anybody that wants to come every Sunday at 3 p.m.
Beautiful.
So it's about an hour. I provide everything they need. So pillows, blankets, eye masks, bolsters, yoga mats. Unless people want to bring something specific and personal to them, I provide everything that they need to get cozy on the mat. And I also have 8 hammocks hanging in my space if they want more of that elevated experience. I knew when I found this space that I wanted to hang the hammocks for that. I call them floating sound sessions. So the floor is more of that grounded experience. And then my clients that hang in the hammock kind of have that ethereal floaty experience.
Is this like why would someone come to get a sound healing? Can you talk a little bit about that? Someone's out there like, okay, this sounds neat, but it sounds a little airy fairy or, yeah. you know, I mean, I might've been, that would have, might've been my old self, like
yeah, for
judging
sure.
it.
So oh, I, us, gosh.
Yeah, I was, help us study or how, what would be a great reason to come in or dive into it?
So with the crystal sound healing or frequency healing, my bowls are tuned to 432 Hertz frequency. So it's said to be Earth's natural frequency. So we all emit a frequency, we're all energy. And when our bodies are exposed to a higher frequency like that, our bodies want to, our nervous system to the cellular level wants to match that frequency it's experiencing, which is called entrainment. And the beautiful benefit of it is it's not just a full body relaxation to put you into the theta state, which is that deep meditative state, that restful state, right as we're falling asleep or right as we're waking up. So those are when we have our aha moments, but it is a full body relaxation in the fact that it puts you back in that parasympathetic system to allow your body to really rest and renew. So my clients, they've noticed fewer headaches, deeper sleep, a more restful sleep, better circulation. Like it's just an all over so good for the body, but then getting even deeper when we are carrying trauma and triggers from childhood, this energy is meant to move through our body and open up those energy centers, our chakras, and to move that energy that we've been holding on to for a really long time and move it through our body. So people experience that energy moving in different parts of their body based on where they're holding energy or if they have closed chakras. So sometimes people can feel like gurgling in their belly or they have to cough or sometimes you're just getting up to use the restroom because it's all an energy cleanse. It's purging and moving that energy through your body exactly as it's supposed to. So really, whether we're aware of it or not, whether people are open to it or not, it's going to do exactly what it's meant to do for the body for each specific person.
That's beautiful. I think that's one of the neat things about this is that your body gets what it needs, even if you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Yes.
That's kind of the beautiful thing about some of the alternative modalities. Yes. We're talking with Amanda Bailey about sound healing and microblading. And when we come back, we will tell you more information on how to get in touch and possibly join one of her sound baths. Thank you so much for listening to North Idaho Radio and Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
Mondays are local appreciation all day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 15% off your bill with an Idaho driver's license. No exclusions, even on fillets and crab legs. Proudly serving Idaho-raised and processed USDA choice beef and everything fried in Snake River Farms beef tallow.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Now is the best time to have a stove corral. Replace that old poor performing wood stove with a new high efficiency Blaze King. Experience a much longer burn time while consuming 30% less wood. Blaze King manufactures the three most efficient wood stoves in the world. Sound too good to be true? Come by the Stove Corral to learn more about the Blaze King difference. Located in Ponderé, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come by the Stove Corral.
The Boundary County Gun and Horn Show this Friday through Sunday at the Boundary County Fairgrounds in Bonner's Ferry. Buy, sell, trade guns, knives, hides, taxidermy, and sporting equipment. Three big days, two buildings. The Gun and Horn Show, and new this year, the Sportsman Expo. Friday at 11 a.m. to Sunday at 2. Admission is just $5 and free for the Sportsman Expo. The Boundary County Gun and Horn Show and Sportsman Expo at the Boundary County Fairgrounds.
Not everyone is cut out to be a nurse, but if you feel it, that pull to help people, the journey to a fulfilling nursing career starts here. Nightingale is here to support you, whether you're looking to advance your career or just getting started on your nursing journey. We offer award-winning academic and personal support, innovative curriculum, and flexible online learning available no matter where you live. Are you driven to care? Nightingale. We'll get you there. Learn more at nightingale.edu.
It only happens once a year, North 40 Outfitters Truckload Tool Sale. You'll find the tools you need to stock up the toolbox. Get free batteries with select DeWalt and Milwaukee tools. When you purchase select compressors, get a North 40 gift card. Save up to $380 on select welders. Organize that workshop with Black Diamond Shelving. Plus, get 15% off reloading powder tools and components. Find these savings and more online and in-store. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
There's fiery and frosty fun coming to beautiful Sandpoint, Idaho. It's the annual Sandpoint Winter Carnival. 10 days of wintry fun, all starting Friday, February 13th with a parade of lights and parties all around town. At Schweitzer, there's activities galore for skiers and boarders. And all week, concerts, parties, and events. And ending with the heartwarming canine keg pull on February 22nd. Don't miss it. The Sandpoint Winter Carnival, February 13th through the 22nd. SandpointWinterCarnival.com. Visit Sandpoint and visit Scenic Idaho.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT KBFI.
Well, that is how quick an hour goes when you're talking to somebody super fun and interesting and just a really great exchange. Thank you, Amanda, for joining me today. We were talking during the break how powerful the parasympathetic nervous system is. And again, that is the whole crux of all of the books that I wrote about, you know, it's not healthy to always stay in that alpha, that sympathetic, that go, go, go state, because that's where disease lives. That's where, you know, that aggressive parenting lives. That's when you can't come from love. You come from more of a head-based parenting model or dealing with your elders or whatever. That patience doesn't live in that space. So if you are, you know, if you feel called to do anything that is remotely going to be self-supportive, then the sound healing might be a terrific opportunity to try. And it's funny, I was telling Amanda that I really resist the sound healings, and I don't know why. I don't resist going. I always go and I'm like, okay, I'm ready for my epiphany, you know, and it doesn't happen. But I think sometimes it's really hard to really relax. And, you know, for those of us, and I was a single mom, sounds like you're doing the single mom thing, and it's, you're always on the go, and it's really hard for your body when it does slow down. Sometimes it actually gets worse before it gets better.
Totally.
No doubt that I have a nervous system disorder. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Well, tell people how they can join your sessions if people are wanting to maybe give a Valentine's Day gift. They could call you. They could reach out.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have my good friends here in town help me finish up my website for the Luna Alchemy. So it's just thelunaalchemy.co. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram.
So Luna, L-U-N-A, the moon.
Yep.
Alchemy.
Yep. Alchemists. We're our own transformers.
Okay, Luna Alchemy Co.
Yes.
CO, like company.
Yep.
Okay.
And I have my numbers listed on there. If people want to call or text, I have gift certificates available, and all of my booking is attached in my website and on all of my social media pages. People don't have to sign up, though. I have a large enough space that I wouldn't have to turn anybody away.
So drop-ins are...
Yeah, drop-ins are encouraged.
Do you have regular classes that you're offering now, besides the Sunday at 3?
Just Sunday at 3, unless people book private sessions with me. So I have one coming up for Valentine's Day, a private couples session. And I do a lot of off-site retreats events, too. So I've done a lot of...
You'll take your bowls.
I take my bowls with me. I'm working my first retreat in April in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so I've gone to children's schools. I've gone to Airbnbs for families that are visiting the area. So I do kind of a little bit of anything.
That's an interesting idea. Is there like such a thing as like a family healing session? Tell us about what that might look like if somebody wanted
I've
to do that.
I've definitely had, kind of just book based on like the number of people, like group sessions. So if people are like, I have 6 people wanting to come, I just charge per person. But I've definitely done family like generations where I've had grandchildren, mom, grandmother, great grandmother, which have been really beautiful. I love those. I've done them in people's houses. So if they don't feel comfortable coming to my space, I've packed them up and gone to people's houses too. So
pack your bowls up.
Pack,
they're crystal.
Yeah.
You've never had a problem.
Knock on wood,
nope, that's
as of
great.
Now.
You need to just be super curious. Do you name them? Do you have names for them?
I don't have names for them.
Okay.
I don't have names
for
them.
They all have a different tone, right?
They do.
Each of the bowls have an actual
They have a
name.
Note.
Not only that, a color. They have a note.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. They have a note assigned, like the bowls in order are C, D, E, F, G, A, B. And that's root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, crown.
Okay.
So, yeah. And, you know, I play them all different for every session is so totally different based on the energy of the room and what I play very intuitively. So whatever calls to me is kind of what I play and people can tell.
And you can actually play with both hands.
I can play with both hands.
That
yeah.
is a feat. That is an absolute, that is not easy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And again, if anybody is interested in doing microblading, could they also find you on this same or remind us of that?
Yes, that website is different. So that's Lucky Mountain Microblading and same for the website, luckymountainmicroblading.com. And I have before and after photos, testimonials, all of my booking is on there, pricing, and just maybe more about what microblading encompasses, what the kind of... all of the procedures itself. And then also I wanted to say anybody that has alopecia, I offer their first procedure for free. Like I do that for them, for people that have lost their eyebrow hair. And then as well for cancer survivors, patients, long as they're not going through chemo and radiation and they are approved by their doctor, I do cancer patients for free as well.
Well, you are just a beautiful soul in North Idaho. We're very lucky to have you. Thank you for spending the hour with me. It always goes so quickly. And I just thank you, Amanda Bailey. Again, those of you who would like to reach out to her, definitely do that for either microblading or on her website. Do you have a phone number you'd like to leave them with?
Sure. Yeah. My phone number is 208-627-9790. And
9790.
Yep.
All right. And then I will have this, a copy of this recording so you can listen to it again, or you can at least just grab the information. I'll also post it on my Let Your Color Out Instagram site. And thank you so much for listening to North Idaho Radio. And Amanda, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you all have just a beautiful day. You're listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy. And I hope you enjoy this Wednesday.